Well, COVID has certainly changed the way we work. Microsoft making a big announcement today on the future of work, rolling out new Teams features to help with the shift that we've seen to hybrid work. So here to talk a little bit more about that, we want to bring in Jared Spataro. He is Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Modern Work. We're also joined by Yahoo Finance Tech Editor Dan Halley. And Jared, I guess first just break down exactly what Microsoft, what these new features do and how this is going to better assist companies as we do see this transition to hybrid work.
Sure. If we take a step back for a moment, you know, lots of people have questions about what hybrid is. For us, very simply put, hybrid is all about flexibility. That's flexibility in how, when, and where you work. So these features that we're adding today across the portfolio, starting with Teams, are just all about that flexibility. So as a simple example, we recognize that people will quickly be moving into hybrid meetings where some people are in person, other people are still remote. We've introduced with our hardware partners new cameras that have AI abilities. They allow you to take, for instance, a view of a conference room and to split that into individual video segments so you can see person by person, not just be looking from the outside in, but really get a sense for how people are reacting to your message and really make you feel like you're participating in the meeting. Just one simple example, I think, that's going to make a really big difference for these hybrid meetings going forward.
Jared, this is Dan. You know, obviously, Microsoft announced it's postponing your return to the office indefinitely. You know, I just want to get a sense of how Microsoft is using this kind of technology and how it expects other companies to then kind of jump on and begin using it.
Sure. Well, Dan, I'll start first by saying indefinitely isn't quite right. What we've said is that we've decided to take a data-based approach. And so previous to this, we had said that we would be reopening what we call stage six, so the final normal reopening of all of our U.S. Offices in October, October 4th. And this time we said, you know what, it's not going to be that October date. We're not going to set another date. But instead, what we're going to do is we're going to be very focused on the data, looking at local regulations, looking at what's happening on the ground. And we'll give our employees a 30-day notice to going back. So from our perspective, that just is an example of the type of kind of flexibility we're all going to have to get used to going forward, as there's a bit of an ebb and flow between, you know, who's in the office, who's going to be working remote. So I'll start there. As then I look at kind of what we're doing, everything that we're announcing when it comes to innovation is all about trying to make sure that we can support that ebb and flow. So whether it's hardware innovations or the different layouts, the different ways that you can experience Teams, it's all about that, Dan.
Hey, it's Adam. I'm curious, what kind of reaction are you getting from those of us who might be considered Luddites to get us to adapt the technology faster?
Well, I think that necessity is kind of the mother of invention in so many ways. So we certainly see people who would say, gosh, you know, I liked it like it used to be. And increasingly what I'm hearing from people as they get into their first hybrid meetings is that all of a sudden they recognize that they're going to need a little bit of help. And so my best response to a Luddite is, well, if you get yourself in a situation, I think you'll see the help that the technology can offer. I'll give you a very simple example, you know, just something that gives you a little bit of a different flavor for what we're doing. We have this great marriage of PowerPoint and Teams, where you can actually bring your video stream right into PowerPoint as you design the presentation that you're going to give. It allows you to kind of bring life into that PowerPoint presentation in a way that you haven't been able to do now for 18 months because we've just been a little box talking to it. It's a simple example. It's easy to do, so there's not a lot to learn as a Luddite, but I do think people are going to be increasingly turning to some of these innovations to bring back some of the humanity that we feel like we all want from the person-to-person connection.
Jared, I kind of want to go over how Microsoft is addressing the issue of, you know, kind of staring down this long table at the sides of people's heads when you're trying to join a meeting remotely, right? It kind of takes you out of it. I know, you know, I've been in the same situation, people looking across from each other start talking, and then you feel like this kind of disembodied head floating in the background. I guess, how are these updates to Teams going to address that, and will it make kind of remote work feel more natural, like you're part of the room, and how so?
Yeah, Dan, I'm really excited about these innovations. This is something we've introduced that's called Front Row. And essentially what we're doing is we're entirely changing the orientation of the conference room. As you indicated, up to this point, conference rooms have really been optimized for people who are there in person. You kind of have the physical participants looking at each other. What we've done with this new Front Row setup is we actually kind of line people up, as it sounds, in a row. And we have the physical participants looking at a digital wall. And we bring those remote participants in life size so that you're looking at each other. That just gives an entirely new feel to the overall experience. It does make you feel like no matter where you are, you're able to participate. Using some of the tech that we perfected during the course of the pandemic, we're able to cut you out of your individual backgrounds and just put you on a solid black background so that you kind of feel like you're just on opposite sides of a conference room together. It has a really nice effect. We definitely know this is the future as we're trying to bridge that digital physical divide. So front row is the thing to watch for. This does require, you know, kind of a reorientation of the conference room and some new hardware to kind of do some of those nice tricks. But we think it is the wave of the future that everybody's going to really get into.
All right, Jared Spataro, Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Modern Work. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, our thanks to Dan Halley for bringing that interview to us.